I'd like to welcome now Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Well, good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning. So today at the legislature, there's all kinds of things going on. First of all, it's Abolition Day. Once again, New Mexico is considering bills that would repeal the death penalty. What do you know about that?
Well, the last week, the death penalty, repeal the death penalty bill, passed its first committee, and today many of the supporters are here to try and encourage their legislators to support that repeal bill.
And there's going to be some speakers today at the Roundhouse at noon. There'll be speakers who spent years on death row and were exonerated due to DNA testing. And there's going to be also people from Murder Victims Family for Reconciliation. So
that's correct. They're having a press conference at noon.
Okay. So it's also a couple of other things going on at the Roundhouse. Brown Ribbon Day, what's that?
Yes, well, actually, I'm here standing in front of, this could be a live remote today, I'm standing in front of about 80 occupational therapy assistant students, and it's Occupational Therapy Day and Brown Ribbon Day, and so what happens is groups come up to the Capitol, and they bring lots of people who can come and individually talk to legislators about their issues. And the occupational therapy assistants and therapists are here to talk about Medicaid issues, to talk about their schools and how they're getting educated. And then on Brown Ribbon Day, that's a day that the American Cancer Society and the Mexicans Concerned About Tobacco do to bring about awareness about the deaths caused by cigarette smoking. So it's a lot of health care issues coming up in the legislature today.
So brown ribbon is brown for tobacco?
Yes.
There's a ribbon for everything.
There is.
So that's all happening at the legislature. What kind of citizen involvement are you seeing? I mean, this is something we've been talking about regularly on the radio. Are they showing up?
Yes, a lot of citizens come and lobby their legislators. I mean, that's what today is all about for those two groups and for the repeal group. And it gives them an opportunity to walk the halls, run into their legislators. We're going to be talking at the OTs here in a little bit about how they can go find their legislators, because that's one of the hardest things, is how you come up here and go sit in hearings, but then how do you get an opportunity to go talk to your legislator? And it's not an easy thing because they don't schedule meetings. Legislators don't normally schedule meetings, so you have to go hang outside of committee rooms and wait for them to come out, or you have to go to their office and sit there and wait for them to come. But one of the things that we talk about doing is if you can't find your legislator, go leave a note in their office and say, I came to see you today, here are the issues I'm concerned about, and leave your name and number. So that's a way that legislators can know that people have taken the time to come up to the Capitol and try to talk to them.
What kind of health care bills are we seeing so far, and where is all of that at? I know every year there's a universal health care that's introduced and then doesn't seem to go anywhere.
Yes, there are a multitude, again, of health care bills. We were just talking about Medicaid, and we know that in the budget, that the budget deficit reduction bills that just passed, there's a 1% cut to Medicaid, and that's any cut to Medicaid is a loss of not only state dollars, but the 3-to-1 match that we get from federal dollars. There are health reform bills that look at consolidating all the various health insurance plans, like the public schools, like the state of New Mexico, like the retirees, put them under all one group, hoping there would be cost savings there. There's the Health Security Act, which is what we've called the single-payer bill in the past, and all of those bills are in the committee process. In fact, I believe the single-payer, the Health Security Act, has a hearing tomorrow. So things are starting to move now that they've addressed the current fiscal year budget deficit.
I think it's worth noting that there is sort of the moral equivalent of universal health care going on, whether we as New Mexicans like it or not, because if somebody shows up to, for example, a state hospital, they have to be admitted. And no matter how sick they are and no matter how little insurance or none they have, they get seen.
Yes, you're correct there. That's not the best kind of health care, but when people can't get access to health care, they end up in emergency rooms, and all emergency rooms have to accept emergencies. And what happens then is those hospitals get lots of bills for uncompensated costs, because if people don't have insurance, there's no reimbursement source for them, and it clogs the emergency rooms, although many hospitals have created urgent care facilities. But it creates a burden to both public and private hospitals because they have to serve people.
So today is Brown Ribbon Day. It's OT, Occupational Therapist Day. It's Abolition Day. Is it any other day at the legislature?
Well, it could be, but I haven't heard yet.
All right. Well, Linda Siegel, we thank you for being with us with today's legislative update, and we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Linda Siegel is with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just before the 9 o'clock hour with the legislative update throughout the course of the 2009 legislative session. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.